still can't believe I'm doing this. Oh shit, he's already here. All right, just take a deep breath. Don't make it weird. It's not a big deal. Hi, good evening. How are you? It's been so long since we've seen each other. I'm glad to hear that. Please, come in. So your mom said that you're halfway done with college already. Is that right? Oh my gosh. Time passes so fast. I probably sound like an old aunt saying this. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. Oh, come on, you know why? No, it's not adorable. What has college done to you? I don't remember you being such a flatterer. You don't really need to say something like that, though. I know I'm way past the age of being considered cute or adorable. Oh, if you say so. I'll go get something in the kitchen, okay? Please make yourself comfortable. Do you still like cookies? I remember you used to love them, so I baked some. If you don't, it's totally fine, though. Don't think you have to eat them just because I... Oh, you do? That's great. Please eat as much as you want. And don't worry about the couch. I can clean it up later. So, I guess we need to talk about that, right? The reason you're here. I've been rambling and avoiding the subject for too long already. First of all, I just need to say thank you a lot for accepting this and for being so understanding through the whole thing. It's really not been easy for me. Yeah, and I've wanted a baby for so long, but after a couple of years of being a widow, I still don't feel ready to have a relationship. It's complicated at best. And an IFV is so expensive and makes me super uncomfortable, so I was kind of running out of options. Sorry, am I oversharing? I know I forget to turn the filter on sometimes. Okay, I'll finish then. Thanks. Well, after having this insane idea of trying to find a guy to help me, the only thing I got was a bunch of messages calling me a needy slut who wants some dick. And other similarly nice things. I was about to give up, honestly, but then you messaged me. I was a little conflicted at first, having known you since you were a child and all, but after we chatted a bit, I realized how that sweet boy I knew became a man. You really grew up a lot. No, silly. I guess you are a little taller than the last time I saw you, but that's not what I meant. You're so mature for a college kid, and you really know how to make a woman feel safe around you. Your mother knew what she was doing when she raised you. Oh, look at how you're blushing. Guess who's adorable now? Sorry. I couldn't resist the sweet, sweet revenge. I hope it didn't make you uncomfortable. Good. But tell me if I cross any lines, okay? Also, now that I mentioned her, I'm sorry, but I have to ask this. Did you tell your mom about this? You didn't? Oh. No, it's not a problem. Actually, I'm a little relieved. I'd rather keep this between us and, I don't know, we're not doing anything wrong, but I'm still afraid of what her reaction would be. I've been friends with her for ages. It's not something I want to risk. And here I go overthinking stuff again. Am I forgetting something? I feel like I am. Oh yeah, I contacted my lawyer friend and she finished the paperwork here. I know the contract thing feels super weird, but I'd rather make sure everything's settled now. It says I'm going to be the sole parent of the child, basically like you are a sperm donor, except that we'll do it, you know, the old-fashioned way. I hope that's okay with you. So that's where we are now, I guess. Everything else is out of the way, so we just need to do it. I know I asked this about a billion times, but I promise this is the last one. Are you sure you want to do this? It's just still hard for me to believe that you... Never mind. Let me just take these glasses off. And I should probably sit next to you, right? Maybe a little closer. Sorry, I know I'm making it super awkward. But if I didn't kill the mood completely, I think I have an idea. Would you want to try to start with some kissing? That's always been a good way for me to warm up. You do? So, I'll come closer, okay? I gotta say, you really are such a handsome man now. Especially up close. Like this. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a little rusty, but I hope it wasn't too bad. You liked it? I'm glad. I definitely did as well. I guess that means we can keep going. I don't know how much you've been training with your college girls, but you're quite good at this. Not that much, huh? Then you must be a natural then. Those hands on my hips. I knew today's young boys are eager, but not this much. I'm making you eager? Come on, you don't need to... I think I should start believing the things you say more. It's been so long. But you're starting to remind me of how bad I miss this. The kissing. The hands moving up and down my hips. Everything. Do you think we can go to my bedroom before things start getting out of hand? I don't know. There's all these windows facing outside here. I don't want to risk someone seeing us. What if this gets to your mom? I know you're helping me out, but what would I tell her? Yeah, I had sex with your baby boy, but it was for a good cause. Oh God, look at what I'm saying. Sorry, I'm being way too paranoid. I know. Okay, it's fine. Thank you. All right. Yep, we know the way. Let's go. There. My bed's pretty soft, so maybe we can sit there and... Oh, you can press me against the wall. That works too. Fuck, I think you just turned my legs to jelly. Oh, and these little kisses on my neck aren't helping in the slightest. Oh, I forgot to ask. Can I swear in front of you? At this pace, I'm sure I'll end up saying much more worse things. Like what? Why don't we find out together? Yeah, keep doing this. Keep kissing my neck, running your hands on my body. You really know how to treat a lady in more than one way. Oh, hey, can you take my dress off? There's something I want to show you. I know this is supposed to be about me and the baby, but you've been such a sweet boy, and I really wanted this to be enjoyable for you, so I bought this lingerie for the occasion. See? red lace bra and panties. Can't get more cliche than that, but I hope you like it. And I know I'm not that young peach anymore, but I hope you like my body as well. Yeah, I'm not that old, but you think I've aged like a fine wine? That's quite the compliment. Yes, I was going to call you a flatterer again, but I think I'm starting to feel something pressing against me. It's hard to say you're lying after that. Can I take your shirt off? I gotta keep things fair, right? You have such a nice body. You do. I love every bit of it. And as a plus. Now you don't have any way to hide a certain thing. It's really bulging through your pants, isn't it? I'm so glad I have this effect on you. I guess you're right. As time went on, I did fill up a bit in the right places. Maybe that's why you've been looking down so much. I think I was too nervous to realize it before, but you seem to be having such a hard time keeping eye contact. Do you like my tits, sweetie? Do you want to touch them? I don't think I've ever seen a question be answered so fast. Just let me take my bra off, too. And, yes, touch them. I won't touch them more. It feels really good. Yeah, keep kissing me, too. And pressing your cock against me. By the way, you don't mind if I feel it a bit with my hand, do you? Oh my god, I'm glad you stopped hiding this from me. Oh, yes, touch my nipples too. Run your fingers on them, please. Fuck, yes. Sweetie, can I tell you a little secret? Come closer, I gotta say it in your ear so no one else hears it. For the past few weeks, I've been taking a lot of hormones to increase the chance of pregnancy. But I think they might be having some side effects. My body is so sensitive. And my breasts are even worse than the rest. I don't know what could happen if you keep teasing them like this. You want to find out? Eager young man. Wait, what are you... doing? That's what you meant. Using your mouth. You're such a naughty boy, aren't you? My nipples are hard and they're so fucking sensitive. And the way you're licking them. Fuck, you're driving me crazy. Come on, stop being such a tease. If you're gonna do this, just suck on my tits already, please. Yes. Yes. That's it. Show me how much you like them. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yes. I'll suck on them. Keep sucking. Keep sucking. Oh, fuck. Please. Can you play with the other one too? With your hand. You can squeeze it. Feel how soft and full it is. Oh, God, yes. It feels so good. Fuck, these hormones are really having an effect. I don't remember them ever being this sensitive. I think I might come just from this. Oh, you want that? You want me to come from you sucking on my tits? No, don't go faster. Don't go slower. Just keep doing exactly what you're doing now. Just a little more. Just a little more. Just a little. Yes, like that, like that. I can fucking feel my body squirming. I think I'm gonna go. Oh god. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I can't find another way of saying it. It's amazing. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yeah. No, really, just hold me for a moment. I mean, my legs are shaking so much I might fall down if you don't. Oh, can you look in my eyes for a second? Oh. Thank you for reminding me of these feelings, being desired by someone, feeling sexy. You don't know how much I miss those little things. It wasn't even part of our deal. But you're really going out of your way to make sure it feels good for me. And I would say it's been working quite well. I have to say, though, there's one other thing I've been missing a lot, too. Curious? I really miss having a cock in my mouth. What? You thought I was going to say something cute and sweet? Well, I think a bit of surprise can be enticing. So what do you say? Would you like to help me with that? I figured. And I also think you might enjoy it if I start kissing my way down your chest. Are your nipples sensitive too? I'm just gonna, and further down your tummy, and slowly get down on my knees for you. And what are you waiting for, sweetie? Pull it out for me. I thought feeling it in my hand was tempting enough, but look at this. And the scent too. Damn, I really need to have a good taste. Maybe I'll just start with some kissing. And licking. Leaving your cock all wet for me. Oh, it tastes so good. Even better than I expected, and I love the way it twitches when I lick around the tip. Oh, and those little moans too. Wow, you look so eager already. I can see it in your eyes. You really want me to slide it in my mouth, don't you? Lucky for you, I feel exactly the same way. Hope it feels good. Finally filling my mouth with your cock. For me, it definitely does. I wasn't kidding when I told you how bad I miss this. Don't be shy about making noises. I told you before, I love them. I love knowing I make you feel good. I was a little afraid I might have lost my touch, but your reaction, I don't think that's the case. I think I'm gonna try something. I hope I still know how to do it. Do you like it? Going all the way inside my mouth? I'm feeling how I almost choke on your cock. Fuck, I can have this in my mouth all day, but... your balls are so full. I can feel you twitching too. You're getting close, aren't you? It's a shame, but that means I'll have to stop. This escalated a lot more than I expected, but we can't forget what you came here for. I'll get up and... Come on, baby, let me show you how I want to do it. I'm sure we're both more than ready at this point. Doggy style, huh? I knew my naughty boy would choose well. Let me just climb on the bed and get on all fours and arch my back, put my ass all the way up. Enjoying the view, sweetie. I'm glad you like it so much, but come on, don't keep me waiting. Yeah, kneel behind me. Grip tight on my hips. I really love this position. Makes me feel like an animal ready to be bred. And there's only one thing left now, right? Pulling down these soaked little panties. See all that? That's your fault for making me come so soon earlier. I want to come like that again, but this time I want to come while you fuck a baby into me. Fuck yes, finally. Oh, was that last part too much for you? Yeah. Just couldn't hold back anymore. Harder, you can go harder. Show me your wild side, sweetie. Let your instincts take over. Just fucking pound me, please. Yes. Shove your cock all the way in. Feel your hips smacking my ass. Oh, please don't fucking stop. Yeah. Use your hands to pull me into you when you thrust. Like that. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Pound me like this until you get me pregnant. Oh, fuck. Pull my hair. Oh, go on. Fuck, yes. No, don't stop. I like it when you're a little bit rough. Oh, God. You're going balls deep inside me. And I think, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, I think you're hitting my G-spot. Please just keep thrusting against the spot right there. If you keep doing this, I think I'm gonna fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come again. I can't. This is too much. Please come inside me. Please breed me. Make me pregnant. I need it. I need your cum. Please, please, please. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, come on, honey. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck a baby into me. Breed me. Knock me up. I can't. This is too much. Yeah, yeah. I feel it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That was... I can barely speak now. It's okay, just give me a second. God. I hope it was good for you. Because I don't even need to say anything about me. Oh, fuck. You came so much inside me. I can feel it dripping out. I can clean it up later, don't worry. Just don't worry about anything, okay? And, by the way, are you busy for the rest of the day? Nothing, I just, I don't think I'll be leaving the bed anytime soon, and I wouldn't mind having some company. You're tired too, aren't you? Come here, it's fine. Yeah, lie down here with me. Just like that. Yeah. You can put your head on my chest and I'll hold you close. Do you want to take a little nap together? Good. And keep stroking your hair like this until you fall asleep. And then when you wake up, I can make some more cookies for you. Oh, but before that, can I just say one last thing? I'm already ovulating, and with all the hormones I took, that was probably more than enough to get me pregnant, but, I know you're not staying in town for long, so we could try again tomorrow if you want to. You know, to be extra sure. And maybe during the rest of the week, too.